Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 1st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome stages. Echocardiographic characteristics and heart failure risk. The atherosclerosis risk in community study. Suboptimal cardiovascular kidney metabolic health is highly prevalent among older adults in the United States. The American Heart Association has developed a cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome staging framework to categorize risk. Despite this framework, its predictive utility for incident heart failure remains an area of uncertainty in this population. Understanding the relationship between cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome stages, echocardiographic characteristics, and heart failure risk is essential for clinical management. Article number 2. Effect of APOC3 inhibition with olezarsen on coronary atherosclerosis, ESSENCE-T1, M1, 73B, imaging study. Olezarsen, an antisense oligonucleotide inhibiting apolipoprotein C3, reduces triglycerides by approximately 60% and remnant cholesterol by approximately 70%. This treatment also decreases apolipoprotein B by approximately 15%, while maintaining a neutral effect on low-density lipoprotein cholesterol in patients with moderate hypertriglyceridemia. These observed lipid modifications suggest a therapeutic approach to address triglyceride-rich lipoproteins and remnant cholesterol. Such inhibition holds significant clinical interest for its potential impact on coronary atherosclerosis. Article number 3. Pre-hospital heparin administration in patients with ST elevation myocardial infarction undergoing primary PC1, HEPAR1, NSTEM1, randomized controlled trial. Primary percutaneous coronary intervention is the preferred reperfusion strategy for patients with ST elevation myocardial infarction. The benefits and safety of administering unfractionated heparin in the pre-hospital setting for these patients remain a critical clinical question. Optimizing pretreatment strategies with agents like unfractionated heparin at first medical contact is important for patients undergoing primary percutaneous coronary intervention. Investigating the efficacy and safety of such pre-hospital interventions informs best practices for acute myocardial infarction management. Article number 4. The role of atrial pacing support in cardiac resynchronization therapy, a non-inferiority randomized trial. The role of atrial pacing support in cardiac resynchronization therapy defibrillator patients without sinus node dysfunction is a clinically relevant question. Simplified cardiac resynchronization therapy defibrillator systems that offer atrial sensing without full pacing support via a two-lead system could reduce procedural complexity. Determining if a two-lead system is non-inferior to a conventional three-lead system is important for patient selection and device choice. Evaluating these systems helps optimize outcomes and minimize risks associated with device implantation for cardiac resynchronization therapy. Article number 5. Pre-heart failure and early chronic kidney disease. Clinical epidemiology and treatment. Chronic kidney disease affects 10% to 15% of adults globally, and serves as a powerful, independent risk factor for cardiovascular diseases, including heart failure. Early stages of chronic kidney disease, specifically stages G1 to G3, are significantly associated with this elevated risk. The presence of albuminuria, particularly KD1, GO stages A2 to A3, further exacerbates cardiovascular risk even with mild renal dysfunction. These findings underscore the importance of recognizing pre-heart failure states in chronic kidney disease patients to inform early intervention strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.